T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota Hollywood Hotline right now. We're going to talk to Larry Bluestein for a little high school football report, as we do here on Friday mornings. Blue, good morning. How you doing, buddy?
Good. Can't complain, guys. Can't complain. Another week. Strange week, I could tell you that. I mean, they've kind of like canceled games, switched them over. We're playing today, tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday of next week. These are district games. And obviously with Hurricane Ian, you couldn't be too careful. They didn't know what, you know, the status was going to be, where it was going to hit, how it affects South Florida. So I got to give both Dade and Broward a lot of credit for, you know, getting things together in the last moment. And, you know, not the marquee games this week, guys, but some pretty good games.
There's one good one.
I'm excited about.
There's one real good-looking
tomorrow.
One. Saturday,
tomorrow,
12 o'clock. What's with the 12 o'clock start? I was a little surprised by that. Plantation American Heritage at Cardinal Gibbons.
Well, they wanted to make sure they got the game in. So just okay. In case, you know, in the late afternoon, it would, you know, how it does here.
Makes sense.
I don't have to explain that to you guys. So yeah. They did, and they're going to, I mean, that thing, as soon as they announced it, Joe, it was sold out, obviously. It's really for the district title, and maybe positioning for to be the winner could be the representative at state. Because remember, that region goes the other way, where Miami Central would go south and get the south teams. This region would go north, so it's a possibility that we could see Miami Central versus Heritage or Gibbons for the state title, which is the state of Florida never wanted, but the heck with them. I mean,
Blue,
we got to kind of, yeah.
I got to ask you, who do you like? Not to cut you off, but want to get right into this. Plantation American Heritage plays Chaminade pretty tough. What are your thoughts against Cardinal Gibbons, who's undefeated?
This is one of those games, you know, I mean, Stanford, Cal type of games, doesn't matter what their records are, and I'm not trying to skirt the issue. It's just I've seen, you know, Heritage dominates the series, but the last few years it's been separated by a point or two of both teams. You know, it's tough to pick against a team at home that's two-time defending state champions that are undefeated.
Yeah,
but you got to figure American Heritage, as you said, showed that they can compete with anybody, and we know how good Chaminade Madonna is. So, they come in and they've got to be feeling pretty good, and they probably have to feel that they're going to be the favorites. You can't take anything away with DeBuck, and Coach DeBuck has done with Gibbons, but Gibbons is, you know what the thing is. Cardinal Gibbons comes in there with probably one of the best defenses. So, and remember, they held the Matha, who ever since that game has been averaging 52 points a game, to what, six? They've had a bunch of shutouts. But Coach Mike Smith and taking over for Pat Surtain has done an awesome job. And you can't say enough. So it's going to be a great game. I think maybe Heritage may have the edge as far as, you know, the confidence level. And also, you know, they've kind of dominated this series over the last few years, maybe over the last 10, 12 years. So it's but it's a marquee game, and it's I think they're going to stream it. And I would venture to say more people will be watching that than the 12 o'clock college game.
Blue, they have had some of the best games over the years that we've had Broward County. Some of the most crazy finishes. And that's going to be a fun one for anybody that's got time and wants to go see a couple of really good private schools in Broward County, man, 12 noon, that's a good one. Hey,
I agree. And you know what, Joe, not to cut you, but tonight kind of starts off a pretty good game. If you told me at the beginning of the season, would the marquee game in week six on a Friday night be Ely and Fort Lauderdale, I said, what? Both of them are undefeated. They're playing this evening in Pompano Beach. The Flying Elves are 4-0. Coach Dunbar's done a tremendous job. I think the last 10 quarters they haven't given up a point. And you got to say the same thing as far as with Ely and the job that, you know, they've done. Coach Mike Bailey's done the same thing. And this is, you know, I mean, it's good to see football like this because of Fort Lauderdale, the original team in the county against an Ely team. We know, I mean, I can name all the players, Tyrone Moss and all those guys that they put out over the years. So that just kind of stick that game in there because I think that really may be the Friday night game, you know, to watch. And like I said, you're going to spread them out now, not only on Friday, but tomorrow you got games. You got Booker T. Washington playing Jackson in a rival game also. And then Monday you have a bunch of games. But Tuesday could be the real interesting one. Chaminade Madonna, who just, oh, by the way, had Venice cancel on them. Before the hurricane even hit Venice, they canceled on them. And so that kind of hurts Chaminade Madonna because they needed that, you know, those points, you know, if they want to make a run at a national title. But they play perhaps one of the best 1-4 teams in the country in Treasure Coast of Port St. Lucie, who have played just a murderous schedule. And they're playing that at 6 o'clock on Tuesday. So if you guys aren't doing anything, I think that would be an outstanding game as well. So, I mean, but it's shaping up because the next couple of weeks, it's the Northwesterns and the Centrals. It's the Dillards and the St. Thomases. So, you know the drill.
Well, real quickly, I want to talk about a couple of other undefeated teams that are going to play that we haven't talked about that could be an interesting game. South Miami 3-0 and Homestead, who you've been talking about a lot, has quietly been a top 7-8 team in South Florida. How good is Homestead?
They're really good. You know, I can't say enough. Coach Phil Simpson has done a tremendous job. The Broncos are for real. They showed it last year. Obviously, they hit the roadblock like a lot of people do against St. Thomas in the playoffs. But they went three rounds deep, stacked again. May have lost a few people on the line, but they've kind of recovered that as well. South Miami's really a good story. I mean, you know, Coach Artie Knight has done a tremendous job. You know, maybe they, you know, when they first got in the top 20 rankings this week for the first time, probably in the last few years, coming along slowly, maybe not the caliber that Homestead is right now, but hey, you know, they're going to lace them up and play them with the same confidence. And, certainly it should be pretty interesting.
Hey, Blue, I got to ask you, we had Nat Moore on, a couple of days ago. And Nat's got the award. You're part of it, and we both been involved in it. It's great to find the four best high school football players in Dayton-Broward County. How hard is that going to be this year to find four? Nat says he makes a good point, Joe. It's every year, but I go, man, like that's going to be Reuben Baines got to be on there, right? I mean, he's got to be one of the four.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. And you know, it's ironic. I had Nat on the radio show last Monday, and we kind of talked it. And I'm one of the OGs. I go back when Nat Moore actually played high school at Edison. So
stop it.
You know, as a kid, my dad used to take me to the game. I told Nat that, and he goes, "Oh my gosh, don't make me feel older." You know what? You're right. Reuben Bain would be one of them.
Who else would you put in there?
Joseph.
Yeah.
Nathaniel Joseph, we talked about it with Nat. I says it must have made you feel good to see a feature on a guy who from the same high school as he did, plus the same values, because Nathaniel has that 3.7 GPA. Everybody in the school loves him. And the same thing with Nat. You can't leave out Brandon Innes, the wide receiver from American Heritage. I think he's as good as anybody. And then certainly, Chaminade has about 100 kids you can stick in there at any time. Too.
Which one are you going to hand off to in the relay for that?
Because they don't really have any seniors. Most of their juniors are getting the job done, and certainly Jeremiah Smith at this time next year may be the talk of the nation. as a wide receiver. And yeah, they're you know, no matter where you look, I mean, Mark Fletcher, the running back who is going to Ohio State, he would be in that group. But I think, like you said, you know, but you've been there, Joe. You've seen the last couple of years when they've had all those studs that come through. Look at the 2 years ago or 3 years ago when Parrish, who's now with the University of Miami, won it. But you also had a bunch of kids who were just, Chaney, who's also at the University of Miami. And then last year you had a group of kids. So, yeah, it's every year, like Nat said, every year is going to be really special. And I'm excited for this year. And, you know, people have a chance to vote on their favorites. And, Mike Cuno at CBS4 has done a tremendous job. And Jim Berry, who's, Jim Berry's as good as you get. A great MC, loves the kids, you know, and
he
his shows.
Yeah.
And
just been around, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, it's a true. And you and I talk when he's up there. And, you know, we say, wow, you know, I mean, what a passion that he has. And you can't say enough about what CBS4's done. And, I'm not giving them shameless plugs, but, you know, when you step up in the community, you got to kind of be recognized for
it. Hey, anybody that falls and does the high school stuff, Blue, you have that right. Hey, and speaking of stepping up, Auto Nation, thank you so much. Every year, every week, we're able to talk this high school and high school football and the great high school football we're having right now, some of the top-ranked teams in the country. Public, private, and it's a lot of it, Blue, we couldn't do without AutoNation, my man.
Yeah, you know how I feel. I mean, it's just the people over there have been so great to us, you know, keeping us on the air every Monday night during the football season. You know, no matter what you call your car or why you're letting it go, AutoNation will buy it, and you don't have to buy one from them. They're paying top dollar right now. Any make, any model, car, truck, van, or SUV, AutoNation will buy it. It's super easy to get an appraisal. Just stop into any of their stores or appraise it yourself at AutoNation.com. The appraisal value you get is good for 7 days or 500 miles, whichever comes first. Best of all, you'll receive your payment right on the spot. So if you're ready to let your car go, AutoNation is ready to buy it. Visit your nearest AutoNation store or AutoNation.com. Get top dollar for your auto today. All appraisals are subject to in-store verification, vehicle condition, and mileage. Some restrictions may apply. See store for details. What drives you drives us at AutoNation. Excellent weekend ahead. You guys be safe, and we will talk to you next week. I always look forward to these Fridays. Everybody listens. They all tell me, like tonight, I'll get a bunch of people say, hey, how come you didn't pick us? So I love that. And you got
Blue,
a great audience
you,
that loves that. All right, guys. Have
you,
a good one.
We'll all right. All right. Thank you, Blue. Thank you take
Blue.
Care.
Go ahead. I'm here.
No, I was just who you picking 12 o'clock? Who'd you pick? Just one last time. Who'd you pick at 12 o'clock knowing the rivalry between Cardinal Gibbons and American Heritage Plantation? Who are you taking?
Okay, I know you're going to say it. The Buck is going to talk to me in 2 minutes, I'm sure, but I'm going to take Heritage in a very, very close game.
All right. Yeah. You put your big boy pants
overtime,
on right
nine
there.
Overtimes.
No. Don't start that. Wow. Trying to make anybody feel better. Now, let me tell you, up in the Northeast Fort Lauderdale area, they're not big fans of yours right now. Thank you, Blue. You take care.
All right, take care.
That was Larry Bluestein for the AutoNation High School Football Report. Oh, man. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the 7 o'clock hour with Hollywood's Headlines coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.